He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 658. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Remember, that's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer all my email. Hopefully, you're following me on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram is real easy. Just go at Gadget Professor, and it's fun to do that because I post all kinds of crazy videos and interesting photos because I travel all over the place doing videography and photo shoots for people. So right now, if you're watching this show, I am actually somewhere either in the Dominican, and I don't think I'm going to be there because of the problems in Haiti, or I might be in Turks and Caicos doing a photo shoot. Really fun. If you're not seeing this, then I don't know what you're watching. In any event, I'm bringing you this show today a little different than usual. We're going to break up the monotony, hopefully, and I'm going to show you some of the cameras that I take with me, both for shooting video and for shooting stills. And I used to take my giant DSLR with about five lenses. Actually, I would take two DSLRs, digital single lens reflex camera. And those reflex cameras are really cool. They shoot just marvelous video. But when you travel, they are large and heavy. And I want to get smaller and smaller. The older I get, the heavier these things get for some odd reason. The other thing that's quite fascinating to me is as time goes by over the years, the ability to condense the size of these cameras and significantly increase the functionality has just been astonishing. So what we're going to do today is take a look at four or five different cameras that I will bring with me. Yeah, four or five different ones. And some of the accessories, my point today is not necessarily to show you how to work these things, because there's a bazillion videos on that, or even to show you the output of what these things can do yet. I will show you some output when I get back from this photo shoot, and I will post these things on Instagram and Facebook. So let's begin. This particular camera that I'm going to show you has been around, oh, probably forever or even longer than ever. But this first one that we'll talk a little bit about, and I'll show you all these, is the GoPro. I have every GoPro. I have all 12 of them, and boy, have they come a long way. You can't beat the GoPro even today for the cost, the value for the money, the ability to put tons of accessories on it, reliability, poundability. What's poundability? You can drop it, you can throw it up in the air and let it hit the ground. I've never had ever a breakdown in probably 12 years, maybe more, with the GoPro. So right now the current model is the Hero Black, and as you can see here, you can get all kinds of accessories with those. And unfortunately or fortunately, I have almost all the accessories because I use them all. You don't want accessories if you don't use them. This particular camera with the kit now, and the kit's highly recommended, it's about $350. And, you know, this thing will shoot 5.3K video. And, you know, what you see here on these demo videos is actually the quality that you can get. And these are real easy to use. And I highly recommend them. They are waterproof. You can get all kinds of accessories, external microphones. They will go underwater. They're waterproof. You can get extension lenses for them. And Here's the lens comes off, and I actually have this new Max lens, which is super wide. I really like that. Very handy in a lot of cases. It will give you ultra-wide angles in 4K. It will do vertical capture. There's not much that it will do. The batteries now last a long time, over 2.5 hours. You can pull the battery out and put new ones in. All kinds of stuff like that. And again, fantastic cameras. Functionality, they've got everything that you can imagine. They have the HDR video, and most of these cameras do. And these are particularly known as action cameras. In fact, everything I'm going to show you today is considered an action camera. So what we'll do now is we'll take a look at the next camera that I also bring. And I bring actually two different types of this, and you've seen one of them, and let's take a look at that. So the other brand that I use is the Insta360, and I have two different cameras that I use in that brand, if you will. One is the Insta360 Ace Pro, which is featured right here. We'll take a look at that in a peek. I also use the Insta360 X3, and you've seen this camera a couple weeks ago where it has lenses on both sides, and you can scroll up, down, around 360 and watch the video. This is just an amazing camera. I love this thing. It's real small. It's real easy to use, and definitely one of my go-to cameras. The only thing that's a little weird about it, and I haven't shown you this yet, but they have a selfie stick that is literally about 5 feet long. So you look a little weird walking around with the selfie stick. But the reason it's so long is that you don't see yourself in the video. Now, if you look at every one of these, you can see the guy's hand is clutched right there in the front, the girl right there. But in their hand, you can't see, but the selfie stick is there, and it's way up high because this shoots 360. It doesn't see the selfie stick. It cancels it out. Fabulous. These things are great. Can't say enough about it. Also, in addition to that, I do, as I mentioned, use the Insta360 Ace Pro. I have to tell you, this has got to be probably my favorite camera, or it's tied with another one that I'll show you in a minute. What's really nice about this, and we'll take a peek at it, is one, it shoots up to 8K, which is insane. But this has a pop-up window in the back that's actually the viewfinder. Again, we'll take a look at it. This has so many different features on it. It actually, in my opinion, whatever that's worth, it's better than the GoPro. I've been using this now for about 2 months. I am blown away by how good it is, how long the battery lasts. It's waterproof. It does slow-mo. And again, a lot of these features are redundant if you compare it to the GoPro. Really nice camera. It does phenomenal for night viewing. I mean, really, really good. It has hand gestures. So if you go like that, the camera will start or stop. Some really cool things. And again, the GoPro is similar. This is a little bit higher resolution, and I find it to be a little bit more functional. I think the sound is better on this, and we'll talk about that in a couple seconds. But these are one of the cameras that I bring. So I have the GoPro, and I have this Insta360 Ace Pro. Don't even bother with the Ace. It's about $40 cheaper. Get the Ace Pro. It does a lot more, and it's a bigger bang for the buck. I haven't shown you footage yet. Let's knock that sound off. I haven't shown you footage yet, but this is some sample footage. What I love about this, I had some star trails up a couple weeks ago that I shot on this camera on Instagram. What I love about this camera is the ability to change settings pretty much instantaneously. It's so simple to use. And as I said, the night photography is just to die for. Also, you can use that long selfie stick, and you won't see yourself in the camera. In addition, The Insta Pro has some phenomenal, Insta 360 has some phenomenal software that will allow you to do all kinds of artificial intelligence enhancements on it. Simple to do, but the quality of this is absolutely impeccable. It's waterproof. Again, you got to compare the specs of this with the GoPro. My personal pick is unbelievably so. It's the Insta 360 Ace Pro. I love this camera, and I will show you some photographs and also some video that I will shoot in the upcoming days, and we'll take a look at my stuff. Again, there's a star trail, time lapse. It does it all. Really, really nice. Okay, our next camera. So we've talked about three cameras so far. The GoPro, the Insta 360. There's two cameras there, the Ace Pro and the X3. The X3 was that 360-degree camera. And now, last but not least, where are we here? Oh, we're at the GoPro. Let's go over here. We talked about the GoPro. This last camera is one I just recently was able to get my hands on. It took a long time for the company to get this to me. This is the Osmo Pocket 3. This is a little different than the other cameras that we just talked about. They're all action cameras. However, the stabilization in all the other cameras that we talked about, the Insta 360 X3, the Insta 360 Ace Pro, and the GoPro, have internal stabilization, which you can adjust. This particular camera, the Osmo Pocket 3, has a gimbal. So it's kind of like a mechanical stabilization. And I must tell you, I haven't used this as long as the others because I just got it. I've had it maybe a month. I am stunned by how good it is. And that's the only word I could use, stunned. This is some sample video. Let's turn the audio off. Let's see here if we can... there's some footage with it. So the microphone system that's built in is impeccable. You can use external microphones, which I'll show you in a minute. Low light's phenomenal. The zoom, the up, down rotation, you can do vertical, all with the push button, a little thumb drive. You just push the wheel up or down. We'll take a look at it. But I have to tell you, oh my God, it is incredible. And right now, I am at a tie in terms of picking one between this particular Pocket 3 and also the Insta 360 Ace Pro. Very, very, very close. Definitely different ways of doing things. I have not had the battery run out. I've gone 2 hours with this particular camera, the Pocket 3, and had just no issues. The only thing that worries me, and I'll point it out to you in a minute, is the gimbal has its case and everything, but it just looks like it's going to break. It hasn't, and I haven't dropped it yet either. You can get the warranty, and it will replace whatever's wrong. This comes with so much. It comes with an external battery. It comes with the ability to shoot 8K on it, I believe. Low light is phenomenal. It's just a pleasure to use this camera. So what I'm going to do now is we're actually going to take a look at some of these cameras, and you'll see some of the stuff and how I pack it and actually bring it along when I travel. I'm bringing 4 or 5 cameras in less than an eighth of the space that it took, okay, to bring my DSLR. Nowhere near the weight. The only thing that makes me crazy is there's so many little pieces and components. I have to keep my eye on them because when I shoot, I'll use one camera, I'll put it in my pocket, I'll pull out the other one, I'll shoot at the other. Why am I using different cameras? Well, again, different lenses, different functionality, different speeds, time-lapse, slow-mo, night. There's a variety of lighting conditions that I'll be shooting under, and it's got to be fast. Also, I need backup, so that's why I bring all these cameras. I have a variety of choices for special effects, for strange lighting, for water conditions, and depending what I'm doing, that's what camera I'll choose. So let's take a look here and see what these things look like. I use these hard shell cases. I find them really nice. Many times I'll put an identification sticker on here or tag label that tells me what the camera is. My cases are all different, so I know by heart, actually, at this point in time, what's in the case. So when I open this up, this is what I use for the GoPro. Here it is here. Things that I'll show you that I like about this. Nice microphone in front, works great. You have your lens here. This will twist off. It's hard to twist it off to change the lens, but it does come off. You've got a speaker in there, and right now you can't see it, but I have the accessory mount, which I love on this. The new case, the accessory mount, it's new case, maybe a year old, also has the ability to put a tripod in, or if you pull up the wings on each side, you're going to go to the standard GoPro mount, and that's used everywhere. But this particular case, called the mod case, you can pull out the camera. There's the case, and this is what the camera looks like. Now, why do I want this additional case? Well, there's a lot of reasons. By the way, the battery is here. This will pull out and plug in. There's a little door that goes over this, but because I'm using the external case, I don't need that. Here's where your SD card goes in right there. Here's where you charge the camera. What I love about this camera is when I put this mount on it, a lot of things happen. I just showed you, so this just slides in and literally locks. Nice. Now, in addition to having a much better microphone already plugged in for me, on the back here you'll see three tabs. These tabs are great. If I open it up, I now could plug in my video if I want to bring this directly from the camera into HDMI on my monitor or TV. The next tab here, real important, I can charge my device with the selfie stick or external power supply when I shoot nighttime photography or star trails. And then last but not least, there's a little jack here. You can see the round jack right here. That's for an external microphone. How cool is that? So those three tabs make this camera really, really functional. The ability to have a nice microphone on this, I can still hit the record button, the on and off button. My tabs are on this so I can use a tripod with a regular screw mount, and this works very nice. What this camera also does, and I don't know if I have it ready for this, but I've turned on the voice command so I can go, GoPro, turn on. And I don't think I have those on. Let's try it again. GoPro, turn on. Doesn't hear me, but I can tell it to turn on, start recording, all kinds of things if I enable the voice commands on this. So this is a great camera. Why do I have these cases? Well, in here I have a charger that will charge us up real quick. I have accessory mounts, all kinds of crazy things in here, spare batteries, a charger which will charge two at the same time because I frequently will need more batteries, so that goes in there. All these things are in this little case, so I don't use them. We even have a little fuzzy wuzzy cover here that will go over the microphone so it keeps the wind out of it. So that's one of my cases. I also have a lot of screw connectors and other kinds of crazy things in here that I will use with the GoPro. So everything goes in this case. I zip it up, and it's easy to grab, and everything I need is in here. Chargers, spare batteries, accessories, microphones, all that stuff, fuzzy wuzzy, all in here, real nice. Now, the next camera that we're going to take a look at, and we've already seen this one, I believe. Again, a nice little small hard case for this. This one's easy because in here is my Insta360 X3. This is the 3D camera that we talked about. Love this camera. Love it. Love it. No other camera shoots 3D as good as this. And again, we saw that a couple weeks ago when I showed you some of the films from Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, where we had the wonderful SWAT team there visiting us. This is a protection lens, which cover, which I always use, two lenses on this, one in the front, one in the back. Red light shows that it's recording here, microphone here, charging port is right there. And again, if you don't want to use the batteries inside of these, you can charge these live on a stick if you want. This one uses a standard tripod mount, which is good. Battery real easy, you squeeze this here and this pops out. I do have a charging pack and accessories with this in case I need more batteries. And then this particular camera, the SD card is right here. And that's pretty much it with this. Again, I love this. It's small, it's convenient. I literally throw this in my pocket and away I go. One thing that annoyed the hell out of me is there was a cap on this. This is a filter and it falls off. It fell off from the day I got it. I haven't replaced it. It hasn't affected anything, but just to note that. But real nice, real easy, phenomenal job. 10 stars on this camera. So that's that, and again, I can identify it real easy because it's in this very slim pouch. Okay, our next camera that we'll take a peek at is the new favorite for me, my new favorite toy, or one of them anyway, is the Insta360 Ace Pro. Oh my God, this is a phenomenal camera. One thing I'm going to point out is the lens on this is made by a company called Leica. And if you know anything about cameras, they're one of the best lenses out there, period. End of story. This camera is real nice, very similar to the GoPro, but what's nice about this, and it has a couple extra features which make it extra nice, is the back of this. So I'm gonna turn this on, the on and off button is there. Also your feature set button is here. The SD card will go in here, and of course the charging port is right there. You cannot make a mistake with this camera. It's very hard to not get good footage with this. The battery is right here, it pulls out. It looks similar to the GoPro battery, but trust me, it's not. Everybody has their own stupid battery. I wish they would all decide on one type of battery. What I love about this camera is you can see there's four notches in here, and what this will do is it has its own mount that you can buy. It's a magnetic mount, and it's good for any of the GoPro mounts or a tripod mount. That's nice. What's cool about this is the microphoning. The sound on this is impeccable. For a little camera, you have one microphone here, and you have one microphone here, and you got a microphone here. So you've got three and another microphone there. So there's four microphones on this, I believe, and the sound is fantastic. So to turn this on is real simple. You're just going to push this. The blue light comes on, and it's going to light up. Right off the bat, it tells you that I can take 9,999 photographs if I want. It also tells me that my battery is full. I don't know if you can see that. It's very hard to see. There you go. It shows me that I'm at 12 megapixels, and my ratio is 4.3, and I'm set for 3 seconds, which actually this was used to shoot Star Trails a couple weeks ago. Now, the back is real simple to use. You just change what you want. See, I'm already set for Star Trails, and that's why I like these cameras. They're so easy to use. If you look at this, I know it's hard to see, but if you push here, you're able to get all kinds of functionality. Let's push that again there. There we go. Starlapse, burst photo, interval, HDR, photo, video, pure video, free frame, time shift, time lapse, loop recording, slow motion. Wow, all this stuff is just a click away. I'll put it on video right here. I can shoot 1440p at 60 frames per second. So you can see how the menus are. I can shoot 2.7K, I can shoot 4K. Wow, really, really nice camera. Now, what I like about this also is that I can take this camera, unlike the GoPro, and in the back here, squeeze this, and oh my God, look at, there's the frame. All right, you can see my fan, but now it's a screen that I can see in front of me and actually know where the camera is. So that's very, very cool. I'm also able to put this down if I want to hold it or put a stick on it. I can do angles and still see what's going on. So this is very good. It's very well built. I'm not worried about this falling apart at all. Blue light here, which you can see, means that it's on. If I click this, that's going to go to red. And I'm also seeing the timeline over here, how long it's been recording and all that kind of stuff. So very nice device. No question about it. I'll put my hand like so, and it will stop recording. So this is a wonderful camera. Can't say enough about it. Love it, love it, love it. All right. Let's take a look now at my last camera. Again, I carry all these things with me because I never know what environment I'm going to run into. This last one, really something, really, really nice. Here we go. This is the DJI camera that we talked about, the Pocket 3. Arguably one of the best cameras on the market. Literally brand new. They're very hard to get. They're back ordered all the time. It's nice because everything I need is in this pouch. So as you can see, I'm carrying right there in these three cases, I've got five cameras. That's pretty impressive. And they do more, they give me more functionality than my giant DSLRs. This camera is insane. Here's the camera. And I'm going to pull out all the stuff that's in here. This comes with its own little tripod. Comes with an extender here if we can get this out. Let's see. There we go. And that's pretty much everything that comes with it. So we're familiar with the cord. We'll talk about this piece in a minute. This is the actual camera. And its case is hard shell. It's not gonna break. I have a lanyard on it. Absolute must with these action cameras, because you will drop them, and at least the string is gonna protect it from crashing. So that's nice. This also comes with an external microphone, which I love. I keep my little windscreen on there, and this is a magnet, and it's a super magnet. So you put one piece behind your lapel or your shirt or your hat, whatever, and then this will stick on to the mic and hold it magnetically. There's also a clip right there. And what's nice about this, what's real nice about this, let's take off the magnet here, is that this will go right in there. So you have everything that you need in one easy travel case. It's very nice. Since I'm on the microphone, the mic will record and pair directly to the camera. And this will also record inside this device as well as inside the camera. So again, very handy. Let me put this back here. I don't want to lose it. Here's the camera. It just basically pulls out. And wow, this is it. And it's so simple to use. There's your on and off button. This is the little pivot button that you can rotate up, down, and gyroscope it, basically. This is the part that scares the hell out of me, but I just haven't had a problem with it. Here's your viewfinder, and wow, you just turn it on like that, and boom, there it is. Nice, nice. You want to record, you just push that button down, and it will record, and you can see the head. It's a gimbal, so it's mechanical, so it balances itself automatically. There's face tracking on this, so if I were to use this as a camera on the desk, if you will, it will follow my face back and forth. Truly amazing. What else is nice about this is the ability to put these magnetic filters on, and it comes with filters. I have a bunch of different ones, but there's a filter right in there. This is a blue mist filter, which gives it a nice tint, and it's magnetic, so it just clips right on there. And that's it. Now, let's say you want to shoot vertical. Real easy to do. Pop it up, and now it's shooting vertical. Small, Really nice camera. I have just nothing but praise for what they did with this. And you get a couple accessories. The batteries are not interchangeable. However, they charge quite fast. This is another battery which you can literally plug right in to the battery connector. And now I've extended my battery. And you'll notice here, I think, you'll see two green lights on. One green light that just went out is there. And the other green light is on top. This battery is now charging this battery. So I've almost tripled my battery capacity on this. And it also it gives you a little handle to hold on. And then this last accessory is for charging while I'm using the device. Now in the back, I can put my power supply in there, and it will go forever, for a long time. Or I have the ability to snap this in, and now I have increased the battery as well as the length. So it also says removing battery level handle. It's 98%. This is 100% charge. This has 98% of the charge in there. I don't know if you can see this. I'll try to pull out, but I can move the head up, down. Let's move it left to right. You'll see the head coming forward. And that's all controlled from this little wheel here that I'm using. So again, very, very nice device. And I can just quickly flip from vertical to horizontal. What a nice, nice device this is. Microphones built in, or I can use the accessory microphone. Also, it comes with, if that's not enough, a small tripod. And I like this tripod because it's very low to the ground. And again, I can screw it into here. And now I've got the entire unit. And wow, what a piece of machinery that is. No kidding, what a piece of machinery. So there you have it. There's four or five cameras that I will take with me. And again, I just throw this in my pocket and away I go. It's a tie right now between which one I like better. I probably like them both. I wouldn't want to choose between this DJI Pocket 3 and, of course, my, I put it away, my Insta 360 Ace Pro. So I will be shooting with all of these cameras, and then in the next week or two, I'm going to show you footage, and I think you'll be amazed at some of the output that these devices can provide us. That's going to wrap it up today, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I just wanted to show you some of the cameras that are out there today and some of the things that I will actually use when I go on a photo or video shoot. Have a great week. Stay tuned. We'll see everybody next Thursday.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.